That song you love is on right now, not later, not on a playlist, not something you have to pay for. I mean live, right now. That's called radio. In Seattle, that's called Warm 106.9.
My first time at the Denver Stock Show, a city slicker in cowboy land. Let's get one thing straight. I had no idea what I was walking into. Sure, I knew the Denver Stock Show was a big deal, but seen in person, mind-blowing doesn't begin to cover it. The turnout alone was staggering. Tens of thousands of people, families, ranchers, cowboy hat aficionados, leather boot connoisseurs, all funneling into massive arenas and fairgrounds. I'll have to check the official attendance numbers, but walking through the crowd, you'd swear half of Colorado had come out to see it. And I realized pretty quickly, this is a world I have never been exposed to. A world of ranching, of livestock, of heritage and muscle and tradition. Where do I even begin? I started innocently enough by paying good money to sit in a 10,000-seat arena to watch, wait for it, an open mule barrel race. Yes, a mule barrel race. And yes, there were enough people there that I had to wait 5 minutes in line just to get in the men's room. Egad, what is this world coming to? But that was just the opening act. Next up were the draft pulls, where massive Clydesdales strained against sleighs piled high with heavy bags to see who can pull the most weight. I kid you not, these horses were powerful and majestic, and the crowd cheered like it was a Super Bowl of horsepower. Then came the eight-horse hitch competition. Eight huge draft horses, hitched in a line, moving with precision and grace. It was beautiful to behold. After that, we went shopping, cowboy style. I wandered into a building filled with row after row of booths. Cowboy hats, boots, leather goods, belt buckles, knives, guns, everything you can imagine, and plenty you couldn't. And then I stumbled into one of the most surreal experiences of the day, an auctioneer contest. One auctioneer would get up and sell three items. Then the next one would get up and sell three more items. The crowd applauded and judges took notes. It felt like American Idol, but with no singing. Instead, men speaking at lightning speed, every syllable controlled, every number unmistakable, turning what sounded like chaos into something precise and almost musical. Then we went to see livestock and art and piglets. The livestock buildings had cows, bison, longhorns, goats, a huge parade of creatures large and larger. Then we found ourselves in an art hall filled with cowboy and prairie-themed works, paintings, sculptures, seen straight out of the Old West. But the moment that truly stopped me in my tracks was when I saw a mother pig named Ruby with 11 hungry piglets, all nursing at once. Ruby was 22 days into motherhood and handling it like a champ. I have a photo of it I will treasure and maybe blush at later. We also watched goat races, which if you saw the kids' faces, you'd understand immediately. Pure joy. But the most striking realization through all of this, the mules, the horses, the booths, the auctions, the livestock, the art, and the piglets. What struck me most was how out of place I felt. and nothing illustrated that better than my wardrobe. Let's break it down. First of all, my hat. Everyone else's head was crowned with a genuine cowboy hat. Mine, a wool watch cap that said Titleist on it. I might as well have been wearing a bright pink beanie with flashing lights. Then there were my shoes. Everyone else wore cowboy boots. I wore my trusty Hoka hiking shoes, perfect for the Rockies, but apparently not perfect for the stock show. Bracelets. Everyone else had rugged hands and bare wrists. I had a bracelet on. Yes, a bracelet. Jackets. Everyone else wore leather or denim. I wore a scarf. A lone scarf in a sea of rugged practicality. Can you believe that? Jeans. We had one thing in common, blue jeans. But theirs looked lived in, faded, worn, some even embroidered with ranch brands. Mine looked newish. And at one point, I found myself standing on the step of a John Deere tractor, looking like I had wandered in from a corporate retreat. But what did I learn from this? I learned that the Denver Stock Show is not just an event. It's a culture, a celebration of ranching heritage, animals, work, and people who live this life every day. There was one big piece I missed this time, the rodeo, and that alone will bring me back. Next time, no scarf, even if it's 8 degrees. Next time, maybe some boots. And if I'm being honest, I wouldn't mind looking just a little more like Sam Elliott. We have the same head of hair, maybe. I didn't belong this time, but that was part of the fun. Different hat, different boots, but same curiosity.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.